before I fight, I actually pray that nobody gets hurt, you know? I don't want to hurt him or I don't want to get hurt. But I'm not scared to lose or scared to get hurt in a fight. I expect to get hit, you know? I know I'm not going to go in there and not get hit. It's a fight. It's like going to work in the office and not touching paper or something, you know? You're going to get hit. It's part of the job.
My dream is to be the best fighter at 155 pounds in the world. Fighting is what I do. My father was a fighter. My grandfather was a fighter. It's just in my blood. When I first started fighting, the sport of fighting, I didn't even expect to. I had not one thought of money or fame or anything like that in my mind. I just wanted to fight. That's it. Simple and plain. I called the place and I asked them. I said, so if I come over here and train, will I be able to fight really against other opponents? And yeah, you will. I was there the next day. I definitely think fighting has opened the path to redemption for me. I've been in boot camp and juvenile detentions and programs and all this stuff that's supposed to help you. And that didn't help, you know. But when I found something that I wanted and that I really was going to chase, no matter what roadblock was in front of me, I would break it down and go get it. People who say that this is a crazy dream or like a fantasy dream that I'm chasing and that I won't be able to do it, you know, what's their dream? What are they going to do with their life?
When I look at Dustin, I look at, and of course, dangerous word again, potential. Potential to actually be something in this sport.
He's accomplished so much. He went from this alcoholic kid to, professional fighter. He owns his own home. He works just minimally, just a few hours, just to keep his benefits. He's my hero. And he's going to do it. I know that he is. He's going to be amazing. He's going to be a household name.
When it's time to walk out there to the cage, it's just time to actually do it. I kind of feel full of joy, man. Like when I'm walking to the cage, I'm happy.
I've overcome adversity so many times. Everybody out there, there's people telling you you can't do it, or you're the underdog, or you're championed against, or telling you not, told you're not good enough. I've been told that my whole life, and I'm the world champ. If I can do it, you can do it. I just want to dedicate this fight to my wife. We've been together, been married 10 years. And if it weren't for her, I wouldn't be here. There was days I went home, busted and broken. And she believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. This is her belt as much as it is mine. I wouldn't be here without her. I love you, Jolene.
That's a born fighter, ladies and gentlemen. Dustin the Diamond
Pan. You know, nothing was given. Nothing is given in this sport. And I've been fighting 10 years, and I've earned every step of the way, you know, and like you said, I built this with this, punch by punch, step by step, and I'm very proud of it. I'm not fighting to get my name out there, to get TV deals, to get movie deals, to get big sponsorships. All that stuff is great. I would love all that stuff, but I'm fighting because I love fighting.
If anything, I'm just... Over these other challenges, I've learned how to stay out of my own way, for the most part. Just have fun with it, enjoy the process, put in the work, and go out there and scrap. You know, that's what I do now, and that's what I've been.
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
I'm used to this now. This is what books are written about. My life is a movie, you know? My life is like a Rocky movie. This is gonna be fun. I accept the challenge. I'm excited about it. I embrace all of this. And I just want to show everybody how great I can be and what I have inside of me, you know? that's what I'm doing. I'm just enjoying the journey. It's been a lot of fights, a long road, ups and downs. Experience, self-belief, my mindset. I'm focused on making history. And that's all I care about. You know, that's what the next 11 weeks of my life are going to be. To prepare for 25 minutes, to do whatever I have to do to get my hand raised.
I learned from my mistakes and my success. I put everything into this, you know, and it's not that I ever doubt myself or anything, but this is fighting, man. You go out there, this is the theater of the unknown. Anything can happen no matter how prepared you are. So that, you know, those nerves and feelings are always around for me. But besides that, I know I'm better than these guys.
I knew I was capable of doing it. I never said that it's never going to happen. But, you know, I've had setbacks that are, I'd got back to my house after fight weeks that didn't go my way. And like, I would ask myself, what's going on when I look in the mirror? Because I'm doing everything I could possibly do to be the best fighter I can be. You know, I'm showing up every day. I'm pushing myself. I'm sacrificing. I'm doing it, crossing all the boxes, you know, of everything I need to do. And, but that's fighting. That just took me a few years to understand that. And, but I just stay true to the path.
I don't care how much pain I go through, how much I bleed, how many in the crowd say I can't do it. I don't care, I got self-belief, and I get it done, baby. I'm coming for that strap. I swear to God, you better protect it. This is my 20th fight in the UFC. I've been close to the mountaintop. I've been knocked down, and I've climbed back over and over again, two different weight classes. And I would never stand right here and ask for something I didn't earn. Hey, I just want to tell everybody, thank you so much. I love this journey. I love this ride. It's been amazing. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, but we stay true to the path, and here we are. If anything adversity has taught me in the past, is when times are good, be grateful. And when times like this, be graceful. It's been a long road. I'm proud of everything I've accomplished in this sport. I have a lot of tread left in the tires. And then he comes back to say, I quit. I'll never quit here. I'll die in here. This is what I do. I live for this. Every day. All day. This is who I am. I'm a fighter at heart. I'll never quit in here. That's disgusting to hear.
It's tough to say. I mean, it was a huge loss. But if anything I can say I took away from that fight was maybe the mental warfare. You know, I stopped caring so much about what people thought and about what people said. Not only my opponents, but the media and the fan base. That's the biggest takeaway from that fight. But I think my success is a accumulation of all the lessons I've learned and the years I've put in and the rounds that I've trained.
I'm prepared, I'm focused. I know I can beat anybody in the world. I feel like I'm one of the best at 155 pounds walking the earth at this given time. And I'm happy with the guy. And I'm just trying to do good stuff, man, and fight good fights and work as hard as I can and put my family in a good position. And it's an incredible ride.